This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the JR Sport Brief on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, nothing changed but the name. That's it. Infinity Sports Network. Everything's the same. The lineup throughout the day is the same. Hours are the same. Phone number's the same. You want to call me? Do it. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. You can always listen to the Infinity Sports Network on the free Odyssey app, on your local affiliate. Sirius XM, channel 158. You got a smart speaker? Oh, it works. I tried it. It works. Ask it to play Infinity Sports Network. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Yes, that means you too, Canada. We love Canada. And we love Friday. So we're going to have a good time over these next 3 hours. And if you missed the first hour of the show, you have already missed a lot. Thank you so much to our guest in hour number one. West Reynolds joined us. Golf analyst for VSiN, came through to talk about Tiger Woods making the cut for the 24th straight time at the Masters. You got Bryson DeChambeau, Scottie Scheffler, kind of going back and forth at the top of the leaderboard as we head on into the weekend. And as we head into the weekend, we got so much more to talk about. Find me online at JR Sport Brief. That is at JR Sport Brief everywhere online. And I'll tell you the number again, 855-212-4227. Big news throughout the course of the day, not just about Tiger Woods making a cut. We learned about this last night, and pretty much when I was jumping off air, we started to get the word that Mark Pope was working on a contract to be the next head coach of the Kentucky Wildcats. Well, earlier today, we got the confirmation that that would be the case. And so in 20 minutes from now, we're going to be joined by Kyle Tucker from The Athletic. Kyle Tucker covers everything Kentucky. So he'll be able to come through and give us some insight into this job search that only lasted, you know, about a week, a little less than a week, and had some major players say, no thanks. Kentucky, no thanks. I mean, John Calipari basically had his deal done over the weekend, dotted the I's and crossed the T's right after that, and boom, he has a press conference 2 days ago down in Fayetteville in Arkansas. Didn't take them long to figure things out after Musselman departed out to California and USC, but Kentucky had a little bit more difficult of a time. But at least they bring in someone who is familiar with the program, the landscape, the university, the city, Lexington. A man won a championship there. That's Mark Pope. So we'll get into that momentarily, and then we'll have Kyle Tucker join us in about 20 minutes. As we continue on with the course of the show, some other interesting news throughout the day. Allen Iverson receiving a statue in Philadelphia outside of the Sixers practice facility. Sounds kind of odd to me, but yeah, that's where they decided to put all of their statues. We're going to get into the NFL draft. There's some guys who don't want to show up to the NFL draft. The WNBA draft, yeah, Caitlin Clark, the WNBA draft is on Monday. Throughout the course of the weekend, by the time Monday rolls around, the NBA season will be done. I don't want to say we're going to eulogize the NBA season, but it's over. I'm going to tell you what stood out to me, what I'm looking forward to as we go into the playoffs, and we will do all of that later on in the show. Thank you so much to our producer holding it down, Carlos Ortiz, and thank you to you, yeah, you, wherever you're at, again, for listening. We talked about Mr. Tiger Woods. Let's get into some of the other news that popped earlier today. That being Kentucky. That being the Wildcats. That being the blue blood that nobody wants to associate with. That being one of the premier schools in college basketball. It took them no. I mean, Kentucky had to come down to the rest of life being told no. John Calipari is gone. He's been sitting in the seat, or was sitting in the seat, since 2009. And when he left, decided to go to Arkansas. A little bit easier to just, coach the team and let them worry about the money. Kentucky tried everybody. Or at least everybody was pretty much kind of floated out there. How about the man who just won a national championship? Back-to-back national championship with an S, Dan Hurley. He said, oh, no. I'd be stupid to leave Connecticut. Dan, and I agree, Dan Hurley would be dumb as hell to leave Connecticut to go to Kentucky. He just won two championships. Go for a third. Why are you going to uproot your family? You are the king of the mountain. You're the dude sitting at the top of the hill. Why are you going to leave what you've built into a stable situation, despite roster upheaval, to just go somewhere else? Like, you're the one, your team, your university is the one that's won six championships since 99. Why the hell would you want to go to Kentucky? Let somebody else utilize their school as a stepping stone. Like, I don't know. Scott Drew? Like, if I'm coaching at Baylor, and I won myself a national championship, you would think the next step would be to go to a Kentucky, to go coach a Duke, go to a Kansas, right? North Carolina. The opportunity was right there for Scott Drew. Just won a national championship with Baylor and all the wonderful folks at Waco a couple of years ago. And even he said no. Said he prayed about it, thought about it, and recognized that this was not the move, that he's supposed to be in Waco, and good for him. Nate Oates utilized social media. That's what it's there for. At least somebody found a good reason to use social media, besides people bashing each other all day and arguing over nonsense, arguing with strangers. What a waste of time. Nate Oates put out a statement like, I ain't leaving. Don't ask me. Just finally got this team to the Final Four. Why am I just going to ditch them now? Nope, no thank you. And then this one was a wild card, because he's currently preoccupied with a garbage basketball team that's not in college but plays professionally, or at least tries to play professionally. It's the Chicago Bulls, a pathetic franchise that, damn it, has anybody cared about the Bulls since Derrick Rose left, really? Has anybody cared? Oh, they got Jimmy Butler. Who cared even then? Nobody. Billy Donovan comes on. Billy Donovan would have been an ideal candidate to take over, but he's preoccupied. A couple of days ago, Billy Donovan let everybody know that a return to college, nobody from Kentucky reached out to me. And even so, even if they did, they did not understand this. I'm committed and focused in on the Bulls, which is something that he had to say, but he didn't want to say. Carlos, have you seen the Chicago Bulls try to play ball? Have you seen them?
So during that entire statement that you were talking about, I was cracking up laughing, but also to keep from crying, I'm a Bulls fan. I'm from Chicago. It's been hard to watch this team for the last couple of years. It is absolutely atrocious.
Am I right? Who cares about the Bulls outside of Derrick Rose, right? Is that the last time anybody?
That was the last time that I paid attention to it. Because, Jimmy Butler, it felt like it was 100 years ago that he was there. Until Jerry Reinsdorf gets rid of the team or he's forced to sell it, no one's going to take it seriously.
Oh, no. It's terrible. The Chicago Bulls, come on. Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman, Phil Jackson. I guess when you have that much success, can't last forever. You got to fail, right? I mean, they did fail after that. I mean, Eddie Curry, Chicago Bulls, ugh. Tyson Chandler, Jamal Crawford.
Denzel Valentine.
Oh, you fast forward. I'm trying to go through. Jalen Rose
was
there.
We got a whole bunch of years of just terrible draft picks, man. Yeah, go current, you can go past, whatever you want to.
Luol Deng was there until
he was okay. He was all right.
Yeah, until he wasn't. Well, anything that Billy Donovan is coaching right now is not worth it. I'm sure if Billy Donovan could just magically snap his fingers, collect his money, and leave to go back to college, he would. But unfortunately for him, the season is going to end over the weekend. The Chicago Bulls play their final game on Sunday. They got to play in a play-in game against the Hawks. These are two teams that aren't going anywhere. It's a complete waste of time. Billy Donovan has to secretly hope that, oh, man, I hope we get eliminated soon so I can just get on with my life. But now is he going to stick around with the Bulls? Because the job at Kentucky has been filled. Mark Pope from BYU is taking over. He's been coaching BYU since 2019. We just had Mark Pope here on the show a few weeks ago when they got going in the NCAA tournament. And, man, Mark Pope is always full of energy. He's full of excitement. Mark Pope won a national championship with Kentucky in 1996 when Rick Pitino was the head coach. That's the perspective for you. And so Mark Pope isn't some dude that's just been thrown some money. Mark Pope isn't some guy who's just being parachuted in to help save Kentucky hoops and restore them back to prominence. This is his squad. This is where he played. And Mark Pope played in the NBA. Mark Pope played basketball all over the world. And he certainly has a very unique perspective on constructing a roster, constructing a team. His basketball mind is vast because of his experiences at all levels. I don't knock the hiring of Mark Pope. I think it's good. I think it's fine. All things considered, is Mark Pope going to do any, you know, less of a job than, I don't know, Scott Drew? I'm not so sure. I mean, there are very few coaches that just pop at you when it comes to name recognition. And a lot of the ones who were the top dogs, they've retired. I didn't even mention Jay Wright, who sat on television and said, I ain't going back to coaching. I ain't going out there. You can forget that. Throw it out the window. Mark Pope will be fine. Kentucky will be fine. If they couldn't get the job done with John Calipari, let's be real, can they be any worse? Could it get worse for Kentucky? I don't think so. Now, was Mark Pope their first choice? No. Well, he wasn't. Scott Drew said no. Nate Oates said no. Dan Hurley said no. Jay Wright said no. Billy Donovan is suffering right now in his current contract. It even talks about Rick Pitino. Somebody called me on the radio and said, hey, how about Rick Pitino go back to Kentucky? That man is trying to stay his behind in New York City and then retire. He wants to fight with the press in New York. He wants to insult his players, and probably the only market that he could get away with doing so, and that's New York. Rick Pitino's not trying to go backwards. So Kentucky has his guy. And Mark Pope is back home. This is great. This is good. This is awesome. You know what? And it was only last weekend, that Mark Pope was in Arizona wearing a BYU shirt, representing the school that he coached for. Notice past tense, coached for. And he was sitting down, and he was having a conversation with the Field of 68. And this is before the news broke that Coach Cal was gone. And he was asked about his allegiance to both BYU, where he coached, and Kentucky, where he played, because there's love. I want you to listen to this conversation, because Mark Pope let everybody know that, yeah, I got a whole lot of love for Kentucky. Listen to this.
You're a Kentucky alum. I know you have a special, a soft spot for that program in your heart.
Yes.
You're now the BYU head coach.
Yep.
How do you balance having two programs in the same sport where I mean, look, you love Kentucky. You love.
Yeah.
You're now the coach at BYU.
Yeah.
How do you balance
that? Oh, I love Kentucky.
What happens if they play each other?
You know what I'm saying? I love Kentucky. Like, in my soul, I love Coach P, and I love Kentucky. And I'm trying to get a game with St. John so we can beat them. And I would love to play Kentucky because I want to beat them. That doesn't mean I don't love them. I love them like crazy. I love them in my soul. But right now, BYU's trying to win, man. We're trying to win. So there's no conflict for me at all.
Well, there really is no conflict. He doesn't have to worry about beating them because he joined them. Mark Pope, the new coach of the Kentucky Wildcats, reportedly a 5-year deal, $5.5 million per season. Mark Pope is here to save Kentucky, or at least do better than what Coach Cal did, right? Can't lose to Oakland of Michigan. That's bad. It's very bad. It's the JR Sport Re-Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. On the other side of the break, we are going to go straight to Kentucky. We're going to have a conversation with Kyle Tucker from The Athletic. He covers the Wildcats. I want to understand his thoughts on the hiring of Mark Pope. I want to know how the fans in Lexington feel about bringing him back home. And ultimately, how do the fans feel about Coach Cal at the end of his tenure? Kyle Tucker coming through on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
This is Matt Spiegel, and we are off and running with Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. Hear guests like Joe Davis explain the thought process during baseball's biggest games.
You got to widen the lens. What does this home run mean?
Incredible broadcasters sharing great stories from your favorite teams with new episodes weekly. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief on the Infinity Sports Network. Right before we went to break, we talked about Kentucky. The Wildcats got themselves a new head coach. He used to play, got himself a championship. His name is Mark Pope. It doesn't appear that he was the first choice, but he's going home. Congratulations. To talk about this whole scenario, what took place, what came to be, what will be into the future, we got Kyle Tucker from The Athletic. He covers KU, and he's here with us on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, Kyle, how are you, man? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. Thanks for having me.
No problem. I guess the first question, how are people feeling about this hire of Mark Pope?
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's been a bit of a 180, I should say, over the last 24 hours, I guess, a little less than 24 hours. This news broke pretty definitively around, 9 o'clock last night. And the initial reaction was pretty bad. You know, I was actually kind of worried about Mark Pope and his reception, at the introductory press conference. It was going to be Sunday afternoon. And largely because, Kentucky fans, if you're parting with a Hall of Fame coach like John Calipari, and I think that everybody kind of agreed it was time to move on. You want to hit a home run with the hire, and I think in their minds it's okay. We're Kentucky, we've got plenty of money. We're going to go hire Danny Hurley. We're going to go steal a two-time back-to-back champ from UConn, or we're going to get Nate Oates from Alabama, or we're going to get Scott Drew was the athletic director's first choice, who won a national title at Baylor. Or, we're going to coax Billy Donovan out of the NBA. And when that didn't happen, and they made contact really with all those guys in some form or fashion, Scott Drew and Danny Hurley very definitively turned them down. And then there's a quick, basically 2 days after the job is open, a quick hire of a guy named Mark Pope that Kentucky fans know very well, but nationally is not necessarily, as a coaching entity, a well-known figure at all. He's got zero NCAA tournament wins. There was kind of an instant backlash. Over the last 24 hours, though, a lot of his old teammates, he was the captain of the 96 team that's one of the greatest teams ever, national championship team at Kentucky. A lot of his teammates came out and supported that hire. They were very excited about it. Rick Pitino came out and offered, a pretty important public support of him, made a video and basically said, hey, guys, he's going to be great. Trust me, this guy has greatness in his future. And I think a lot of that sentiment, and I think people kind of reconnecting to the old days of Kentucky, pre-Calipari, and some of the things that Mark Pope has said, or and old things, old videos that are kind of surfacing where people are getting more of a sense of his personality and how much energy and passion he has, it started to turn the tide. And I think now the fan base is relatively excited about it, I would say, at this point. I think there's some parts of it, certainly the old school fans, who've actually kind of talked themselves into this being a great hire.
Kyle Tucker is joining us via The Athletic. When you think about us even getting to this point, it was only a little more than a week ago that Coach Cal was talking about patience and still moving forward. What changed? Obviously, we know the opening in Arkansas and the money is really what changed things. But what's the difference between him staying there and not if this job didn't open up?
No, if this job didn't open up, he'd still be there. I think it was a matter of opportunity. I think it had, even though, you know, after the another first-round loss and all the consternation, a lot of fans wanted Kentucky to pony up and pay his $33 million buyout. The athletic director wasn't going to do that. They'd come out and sort of publicly had this awkward, yeah, we're good, everything's good, we still like each other, we're still working together appearance. I think everybody knew that was going to be awkward, an awkward season ahead. But there was no, I mean, where else is Cal going to go? Where is he going to go get the kind of money he's getting at Kentucky? If he can't get paid and they're not going to pay him to go away, he was going to be back. But as fate would have it, he is longtime friends, and this is not sort of a made-up thing. I mean, a new explanation for why this happened. He truly has been a longtime friend of John Tyson, of the Tyson Food Empire, one of the billionaire boosters for Arkansas. And, you know, Mr. Tyson decided that he wanted to spend his money on getting John Calipari to Arkansas after Eric Musselman left. And while the Arkansas AD and John Calipari were both in Phoenix for the Final Four, they met clandestinely, and the deal was done really quick. It was a big surprise. It sent, I think, shockwaves is the fair description through college basketball. But really, if this Arkansas thing doesn't pop up, and you think about sort of the domino effect of the way these things happen, if SMU doesn't fire its coach, and then SMU doesn't steal Andy Edfield from USC, and then USC doesn't steal Eric Musselman from Arkansas, John Calipari is still the coach at Kentucky as of right now. But all those dominoes did fall, and here we are.
When you think about the program moving forward with Kentucky, we just saw over the past 25 years what UConn has done with six titles. Is there a little bit of the luster lost when you think about the college landscape right now, some of the legendary coaches that have retired over the past few years? And what does this mean for Kentucky moving forward?
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the biggest names in the sport have moved out of it. Jay Wright and Roy Williams and Mike Krzyzewski, Jim Boeheim, you know, the faces and names that kind of anchored everybody to college basketball that you thought of when you thought of college basketball, they're gone. Now you got John Calipari, who you thought of as Kentucky's guy for the last 15 years, is at Arkansas, which is a weird look. You know, the Blue Bloods have all hired alumni who didn't have a ton of high-level experience coaching, Hubert Davis and John Shire, and now Mark Pope at Kentucky and Mike Woodson at Indiana, Kyle Neptune at Villanova. I mean, you've got all these programs who have coaches that people on the national level don't really recognize and so far haven't accomplished anything major. Duke and Carolina have had good years, but they haven't won any national championships, haven't played for any national championships. I think we are in a transition period in college basketball, which is why Danny Hurley and UConn's emergence has been good for the sport, because Danny is this incredible figure, personality, kind of force of nature, who's not afraid to just pop off at the mouth and say the kind of things he said during their recent run, where he was basically saying, we're bulletproof, we're unbeatable. And then they went out and proved it. I think the sport needs more guys like him, new faces who can have dominant years and have dominant personalities to kind of lead the sport forward.
Kyle Tucker is here with us from The Athletic. It's the Infinity Sports Network, the JR Sport Brief Show. Well, Kyle, knowing that the landscape has changed, knowing that Mark Pope is going to be having his first season, he had a 5-year contract. How long is the honeymoon? And sure, the expectations are to go to a Final Four. How long before people start going, hey, man, what are you doing?
That's a great question. Like I said, the perception has flipped a little bit in the last 24 hours, but it won't be long. Because I think the feeling was, if you're going to let a Hall of Fame coach walk away, you've got to nail the hire. And on paper, it doesn't feel like they nailed it. I think you can easily talk yourself into it. You can make a strong case for Mark Pope, and a lot of people have, and that's great, but he's got to win. Like, I think he's going to win the press conference every time between now and the season starting. I mean, every time. I've been very impressed every time I've ever heard him speak publicly. But winning the press conference is great in the interim. Winning games is what's going to matter. First time you lose to somebody you're not supposed to, the murmurs will start. The first time you don't, you know, if you're not in contention to win the SEC next year, which is a big ask. They're completely remaking the roster right now. They basically have nobody definitely committed to play for Kentucky next season. It's a tough one, but people won't care about that. I mean, he may get some leeway for year one, but the way it works in Kentucky, and coming off sort of the frustration of the last 4 years of John Calipari, fans are tired, and they're tired of watching losing. And, you know, year two, you get into year two and you're not looking good, it'll be real loud.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. There are no guarantees here that things are going to get better post-Calipari. And I don't know if the fans out in Lexington are ready for that, Kyle.
I don't either. I mean, I think they're bracing for it. It's always been an interesting fear, which I think is a little defeatist. But you know, when you go out and then don't hire a home run hire, that looks like a home run hire, it reinforces it a little bit. There's always been this fear in a portion of the fan base that, well, we can't move on from John Calipari because who else could we possibly get? I think that is a little defeatist, but it's also he is a tough act to follow. He's made it easier with the last 4 years because he has won one NCAA tournament game. I think there's a lot of coaches who could win one NCAA tournament game in 4 years, but that's not the expectation. You don't hire his replacement hoping he'll win two NCAA tournaments in four years, tournament games. You hope that he's going to have you contending for national championships.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. Kentucky right now looks like somebody who went speed dating and ended up with no phone numbers. And they got a guy, and they got a guy that they're familiar with, so God bless them on that front. Hey, Kyle, thank you for taking the time to join us. Is there anything else that we should know about Kentucky moving forward now that the dust is kind of settled?
No, I just think the next thing is, what you know, how will Mark Pope assemble his staff? Who will he bring on board who's an ace recruiter? I think that's a big question for him, is can he recruit at this level? BYU has a very specific – first he was at Utah Valley, you're at a mid-major, then you're at BYU, and they've got a very specific sort of profile they've got to recruit to. I mean, they have to have certain very strict requirements for who they can even get in to school there. And so you're not going after a bunch of five-star recruits, which Kentucky is used to. And I don't expect Pope to recruit the way John Calipari did, but you got to get SEC-caliber players, and the question is, can he do that? If he can't personally necessarily do that, is he going to find an ace recruiter out there who's going to bring that to the staff? That's a big part of it. Who's he going to bring with him? BYU, people think of them as a mid-major, but they moved up to the big leagues last year. They were in their first year in the Big 12. That's right. They won at Kansas. They won at home against Baylor. They beat Texas. They beat Iowa State. They beat a San Diego State team that made the Sweet 16. They beat an NC State team that made the Final Four. That's a quality high major roster. They finished fifth in a 16 team Big 12. You'd want plenty of those players, and a handful of them have eligibility. So who will he bring with him from BYU is kind of probably the first thing to watch with them. And we'll see what he can do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Kyle, thank you for taking the time to hop on. Where can people follow you and your work at The Athletic?
Yeah, I'm at The Athletic on the website, on the app, and on Twitter at @KyleTucker_ATH.
Hey, Kyle, thank you so much. You enjoy the weekend. Okay, when is that press conference? Did they give a date for Pope yet?
Sunday at 4:30 Eastern time.
Sunday? Why are they doing this on Sunday afternoon? Why?
It's a great question. On Sunday of the Masters. I'm not the most pleased person on earth, but it is what it is.
Hey, Kyle, well, thank you. I'm gonna go ahead and riff on that once we finish this conversation. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
Have a good one. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That Kyle Tucker of The Athletic covers all things Kentucky. What the heck? What? Carlos, who does a press conference on a Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock?
Yeah, I've heard of Friday news dumps, but, like, is it Sunday no-show news? Like, how does that work?
Now, is that – it can't be. That cannot be indicative of how they feel about Mark Pope. Like, let's say – I don't want to know. If this was – by all purposes, if they hired Danny Hurley, right? They got him over from UConn. Are they having the stinking press conference on a Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock?
No shot. That's primetime press conference.
What do you do that? You do that at Monday at 10 a.m., right?
Correct.
Noon. Monday at noon. Wow. I'd be damned. If I were Mark Pope, and I get it, he's happy, he's getting his $5 million a year. If I were Mark Pope, I would feel disrespected. I get it. The Masters is going on as well, and we'll get down to the final strokes at that point, hopefully. But let's be real. I don't give a damn if there were no Masters this weekend. What's going on next weekend? Probably nothing. I don't know. It could have been any Sunday at 4 p.m. in the springtime. What? Who holds a press conference unless it's an emergency? What are they going to say? We got finals coming up? What a disaster crap this is. That says a lot. That says a lot. I don't know if they're trying to hide this. They just want to get it over with. They don't want the negative reaction. They want people distracted. I think it's all of the above. And I think that's a little bit more shameful than anything else. You hired the guy. Showcase him. Don't hide the man. When's the press conference? Sunday at 4 p.m.? What? Sunday at 4 p.m., people are hanging out with their families. I don't know, maybe somebody's at church. They're going to church. They're leaving church. They're thinking about Sunday dinner. They're washing a car. They're trying to relax before Monday. They're watching the Masters. They're watching basketball. I don't know. They're doing some grass or something outside for spring, picking flowers, daisies. I don't know. A press conference? Yeah, Kentucky is really feeling it. I said they went speed dating without a date. I mean, at this point, they feel like they left with nobody. Kentucky hit the skids, man. Good luck to Mark Pope. I like him, but Kentucky, oh, it's a bad look. This is ugly. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Look at this message. Welcome home, Coach Pope. A captain on the 96 national team has returned to the University of Kentucky as the 23rd coach. And y'all just going to dump this on a Sunday afternoon? Pathetic. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about somebody who's not pathetic. Somebody actually who just won. His name is Dan Hurley. Because he was on CBS, and maybe Kentucky can learn a thing or two. Maybe Coach Cal can learn a thing or two because Coach Hurley decided to give a little secret when it comes down to recruiting. You'll hear him on the other side, but right now, it's a newsflash here on the Infinity Sports Network. It's Rich Ackerman. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. It's just a new name, that's it. Nothing else changed, just a new name. Yeah, the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, thank you to Kyle Tucker. Joined us in our last break, covers the Kentucky Wildcats for The Athletic. Now, out of everything that he told me, I wasn't surprised by much. He's just like, oh, yeah, some of the fans were lukewarm on the hiring of Mark Pope, and some of them have changed their minds. You know, he's not going to have a long honeymoon period. Nobody knows exactly what's going to happen following Coach Cal. I guess we can call that AC after Cal. And it's completely understandable. What I did not understand, and I had mentioned this before the break, was holding his introductory press conference at 4 p.m. on Sunday. Who decided that? Whose bright idea was that? Are they burying the press conference? That's what it sounds like to me. Sad and shameful. I'm sure there's a good reason, maybe, besides burying it, but... What an awful time. Do it on Monday morning. Stop it. Do it Monday at noon. Sunday? Disastrous. Anyway, this is not a disaster. This is something that you should know and really think about. I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from their professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. You want to talk to me here on the Infinity Sports Network? It is real simple. It is 855-212-4227. That is 855-212-4227. Now, Kentucky, they may be trying to hide things. They want to hide their new head coach. Maybe they're ashamed a little bit of Mark Pope. They can't give him a Monday. You got to introduce. Why not have the press conference at 4 a.m. on Monday? Make sure nobody shows up. Anyway, let's talk about a winner. Let's talk about Danny Hurley, one of the guys who rejected the opportunity to coach Kentucky. Because he was recently on CBS this morning. That's what happens when you're a two-time champion. People want to talk to you. That's what happens when you win at UConn. Six championships in 25 years, even though he only had to do with two of them. The fact is, as we just discussed what the future is like for Kentucky from a recruiting standpoint, and let's be real. It doesn't matter if you're at USC or BYU or SMU or you're in Waco at Baylor or Wisconsin. You could fill in the blank about your university. Maybe you like the Gators. I don't know. Everything right now is about money and recruitment. Nick Saban said that he stepped away from college football because he and his wife got to the point where they had to look at this and go, wait a minute, this is flat business right now. Even the students, they're not here so much about, growing as men, getting into the NFL. They just want to know how much they're going to get paid. Well, Danny Hurley on CBS was asked about his thought process when it comes down to recruiting, how he feels that he has found best success, and it's not rooted in money. Take a listen to what Coach Hurley had to tell CBS.
There's measurable talents you have to have, right? The height, the speed, the skill set. But we spent a lot of time really focusing on the parents.
The parents?
Yeah, on the parents. Are they going to be fans while they're on campus of their son, or are they going to be parents? Are they going to, hold them accountable? Have an expectation that when something goes wrong, that it's not the coach's fault, that it's their son's got to work harder, he's got to do more, he's got to earn his role. We've got a real old school culture here of accountability.
That is refreshing to hear. That is refreshing to hear. That you're not just looking at the next big thing and his talent and what he can do for you and what y'all can do for each other. You want to know who you brought in actually got some roots in the ground. That's admirable. I don't think that that's a coincidence that you could think about the success of the program. It's you heard him. It's called accountability. Hey, Carlos, didn't we talk about this last night when it comes to the international game versus how players are developed here? It's we got youngsters playing basketball that are encouraged by their parents and people around them. They're the best. They're the greatest. They know it all. Like, didn't we talk about this yesterday?
We did. We talked about the differences with the international players coming in the college game right now. You look at college players all throughout, JR, and not just in basketball. It seems to be in a lot of sports. Everybody's concerned with their brand, their imaging. Everybody's growing up around, marketers and advertising instead of really their core values of, perfecting their game and becoming better citizens. Everything's kind of backwards here. So it is really refreshing to hear Dan Hurley kind of put the onus back a little bit on the parents. And it should be a partnership between the two.
That's right. It's right. Everybody knows. Look, it's a business, yes, but these are still young men. They still need a little bit of guidance if they have the opportunity in front of them to learn from the people that are older to pass on some wisdom. And so, yeah, you want to know how much you're going to make, but it doesn't just stop there. You want to have some roots in the ground. You want to be able to know that whoever the hell you build in your house that is going to stay and stand steady. I give him credit. You know, Dan Hurley has said some interesting things. He can certainly be a firecracker and, oh, the Jersey guy. Like, if I had a dollar for every time I heard that, look, I give him credit for this. Because we got too many people, and forget basketball, okay? We can just think about life. We have too many people that are used to getting a pat on the back. We got too many people who have too many yes folks around them and, oh, yeah, this is great and this is good and here's some flowers and here's a participation medal. There's not enough people that are giving somebody a swift kick in the ass when they need it. And even if it's not a kick in the ass, people don't talk to people and say, hey, this is what's wrong. It's not somebody else's fault. This is what can be done to correct it. Kudos to him. Like, I mean, unless he says something else crazy soon, which he might. Listening to Dan Hurley say something like that, I'm looking at the parents. I'm looking at a support system. That's what it is. I mean, come on. We got too many people who think taking their kids to school is the babysitter. Like, you're supposed to be numero uno. You're supposed to be the first influence. Not the second, the third, not the backup, not the assistant. Work in tandem. Good on Dan Hurley. No wonder this man has gone out and he's had success. No 4 p.m. Sunday press conferences for him. He's on CBS in the morning. Good for him, giving interviews. Congratulations, Danny Hurley. And congratulations to Mark Pope. I hope the next time he has a press conference, they do it in the middle of the week. At a time where people will attend. Disastrous. Awful. Maybe that's when he wanted it. What do I know? Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Same me, same everybody, just a new name. And on the other side of the break, speaking of parents, I want to talk to you about a player in the NBA. Man, his dad played in the league. Helped drive him to be an all-star. His mom was an athlete as well. Yeah, you want to talk about structure? Oh, it helps. Kenny Smith thinks this man is the best player in the Eastern Conference right now. I'll tell you who it is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.